Softvert User Manual, Tape 4, Side 1. Appendix B, page 121. Review mode commands by objective. Navigation commands. Character. X, previous character. C, current character. V, next character. Word. S, previous word. D, current word. F, next word. Line. I, previous line. K, current line. Comma, next line. Sentence. Shift U, previous sentence. Shift J, current sentence. Shift M, next sentence. Page 122. Paragraph. Shift I, previous paragraph. Shift K, current paragraph. Shift comma, next paragraph. Horizontal window movement. W, previous window, line segment. E, current window, line segment. R, next window, line segment. Vertical window movement. U, previous line within window. J, current line within window. M, next line within window. Extended navigation commands. T, top of memory. B, bottom of memory. Y, read from announcer to end of line. Space, repeat last verbalization. D, desist, paren, stop speaking, close paren. G, go, paren, begin speaking, close paren. Page 123. Orientation commands. A, announcer, paren, review cursor, close paren, location. Control I, current character, colors, attributes. Tab, current character, colors, attributes. Question mark, current window number. Period, window dimensions, current window. Number, period, window dimensions, window number. Equal sign, time. Miscellaneous review mode commands. H, help key. L, lock, paren, save, close paren, window format. O, overlay, paren, retrieve, close paren, window format. Number, lowercase j, overlapping windows lock. Shift O, erase all window formats. P, set place marker. Q, query, paren, go to, close paren, place marker. Z, zip processing mode toggle. Enter, exit review mode. Control E, exit menus, review mode, paren, alternate, close paren. Slash, search. Control 6, search for next graphic character, semicolon, route computer cursor to announcer. Page 124. Shift, period, mark left margin for cursor routing. Underline, set warning bell. Control W, cursor word keys setting. Control U, select color output restriction. Control Y, configure extended ASCII character. Shift T, mark top of screen. Shift B, mark bottom of screen. Control L, enter dictionary menu. Control M, enter monitor menu. Control V, enter verbal options menu. Control Z, zap, paren, restore, close paren, default settings. Shift 0 to Shift 9, hotkeys to verbal options settings. Control space, execute one review mode command. F1, help. F2, synthesizer type. F3, rate slower. F4, rate faster. F5, pitch lower. F6, pitch higher. F7, volume lower. F8, volume higher. Page 125. F9, tone lower. F10, tone higher. Page 126 is blank. Appendix C, page 127. Review mode commands alphabetically by objective. Announcer, paren, review cursor, close paren, location, A. Bottom of memory, B. Configure extended ASCII character, control Y. Current character color attribute, control I. Current character color attribute, tab. Cursor word keys setting, control W. Desist, paren, stop speaking, close paren, D. Enter dictionary menu, control D. Enter monitor menu, control M. Enter verbal options menu, control V. Erase all window formats, shift O, paren, the letter, close paren. Exception key, paren, pass through key, close paren, control X. Exit menus, exit review mode, control E. Exit review mode, enter. Go, paren, begin speaking, close paren, G. Help button, F1. Help key, H. Hotkeys to verbal options setting, shift 0 to shift 9. Page 128. Identify current window, period. Identify current window number, question mark. Identify speech synthesizer, F2. Lock, paren, save, close paren, window format, L. Mark bottom of screen, shift B. Mark left margin for cursor routing, greater than, paren, shift period, close paren. Mark top of screen, shift T. Overlapping windows lock, number J, paren, lowercase, close paren. Overlay, paren, retrieve, close paren, window format, O. Pitch higher, F6. Pitch lower, F5. Query, paren, go to, close paren, place marker, Q. Rate faster, F4. Rate slower, F3. Read current character, C. Read current line, K. Read current line within window, J. Read current paragraph, shift K. Read current sentence, shift J. Read current window, line segment, E. Read current word, D. Page 129. Read from announcer to end of line, Y. Read next character, V. Read next line, comma. Read next line within window, M. Read next paragraph, shift, comma. Read next sentence, shift, M. Read next window, line segment, R. Read next word, F. Read previous character, X. Read previous line, I. Read previous line within window, U. Read previous paragraph, shift, I. Read previous sentence, shift, U. Read previous window, line segment, W. Read previous word, S. Repeat last verbalization, spacebar. Route computer cursor to announcer, semicolon. Search, slash. Search for text graphic character, control 6. Select color output restriction, control U. Page 130. Set forms reading mode, grave accent. Set place mark, P. Set warning bell, underline. Time, equal sign. Tone higher, F10. Tone lower, F9. Top of memory, T. Volume higher, F8. Volume lower, F7. Window dimensions, window number. Number sign, period. Window dimensions, current window, period. Zap, paren, restore, close paren, default settings. Control Z. Zip processing mode toggle, Z. Appendix D, page 131. Review mode commands alphabetically by keystroke. A, announcer, paren, review cursor, close paren, location. B, bottom of memory. C, current character. D, current word. D, desist, paren, stop speaking, close paren. E, current window, line segment. F, next word. G, go, paren, begin speaking, close paren. H, help key. I, previous line. J, current line within window. K, current line. L, lock, paren, save, close paren, window format. M, next line within window. O, overlay, paren, retrieve, close paren, window format. P, set place marker. Q, query, paren, go to, close paren, place marker. R, next window, line segment. S, previous word. Page 132. T, top of memory. U, previous line within window. V, next character. W, previous window, line segment. X, previous character. Y, read from announcer to end of line. Z, zip processing mode toggle. Control D, enter dictionary menu. Control E, exit menus, exit review mode. Control I, current character color attribute. Control M, enter monitor menu. Control U, select color output restriction. Control V, enter verbal options menu. Control W, cursor word keys setting. Control X, exception key, paren, pass through key, close paren. Control Y, configure extended ASCII character. Control Z, zap, paren, restore, close paren, default settings. Control 6, search for next graphic character. Enter, exit review mode. F1, help button. F2, identify speech synthesizer. F3, rate slower. Page 133. F4, rate faster. F5, pitch lower. F6, pitch higher. F7, volume lower. F8, volume higher. F9, tone lower. F10, tone higher. Shift B, mark bottom of screen. Shift I, previous paragraph. Shift J, current sentence. Shift K, current paragraph. Shift M, next sentence. Shift T, mark top of screen. Shift U, previous sentence. Shift 0 to Shift 9, hotkeys to verbal options settings. Shift comma, next paragraph. Shift O, paren, letter, close paren, erase all window formats. Space bar, repeat last verbalization. Comma, next line. Period, window dimensions, current window. Number, period, window dimensions, window number. Semicolon, route computer cursor to announcer. Page 134. Question mark, current window number. Slash, search. Equal sign, time. greater than, paren, shift period, close paren, mark left margin for cursor routing. Tab, current character color attributes. Number, lowercase j, overlapping windows lock. Underline, set warning bell. Grave accent, set forms reading mode. Appendix E, page 135. Communication and universal mode commands. Character navigation commands. Control F, read current character. Control F twice, cursor position. Shift Control F, current character phonetic. Word navigation commands. Control G, read current word. Shift Control G, spell current word. Line navigation commands. Control T, read current line. Document read command. Shift Control T, read document. Sentence navigation commands. Alt page up, read current sentence. Alt center, read current sentence. Page 136. Paragraph navigation commands. Alt page up, page up. Read current paragraph. Alt, center, center. Read current paragraph. Other navigation commands. Control J. Read left edge to cursor. Shift Control J. Read top edge to cursor. Control K. Read cursor to right edge. Shift Control K. Read cursor to bottom edge. Silence soft vert. Control B, bottom of text. Control N, turn speech off. Control R, toggle speech on, off. Turn speech on after Control N. Enter review mode. Control O, enter screen review mode. Control L, enter line review mode. Exit review mode. Enter. Exit review mode. Control E. Exit review mode. Page 137. Miscellaneous commands. Control X. Exception key. Paren. Pass through. Close paren. Alt 1 through 0. Speak windows 1 through 0. Shift Alt 1 to 0. Speak and spell windows 1 to 0. Left shift, cursor keys. Follow highlighted bar. Control space bar. Execute a review mode command. Control space bar number enter. Read line. Control space bar number space bar. Set status line. Control space bar read status line. Control spacebar letter. Read line. Control spacebar function key. Speak window. Control spacebar attribute number function key. Set window color. Control spacebar shift function. Speak and spell window. Page 138 is blank. Appendix F, page 139. Vert colors and attributes. Following is a list of the number SoftVert assigns to each color and attribute. Color settings are listed first, followed by monochrome attributes, then color background settings. Color attributes. 0, black. 1, blue. 2, green. 3, cyan. 4, red. 5, magenta. 6, brown. 7, normal white. 8, gray. 9, light blue. 10, light green. 11, light cyan. 12, light red. 13, light magenta. 14, yellow. 15, bright white. 16, all colors. 17, blinking. Monochrome attributes. Following is a list of the four monochrome attributes and their attribute numbers. 0, inverse. 1, underline. 16, all colors. 17, blinking. Page 140. Special attributes. With versions 4.x of the SoftVert software, new commands have been added to deal with background colors and colors used as a cursor in communication mode. The following attribute numbers are specially designed to handle specific types of highlighting in communication mode. These attribute numbers are used with the Alt number commands and the Control spacebar function commands to force SoftVert to follow the set attribute as if it were a cursor. See the sections on Control spacebar and setting SoftVert for colors for more information. 18. Color restriction off, paren, speak all text, close paren. Use this attribute to return to full color mode. BERT will then speak text of all colors on the screen. 19. Restrict speech to the attribute where the announcer is currently located. This option only restricts speech during a Control spacebar function key or Alt number function. 20. Black background. 21. Blue background. 22. Green background. 23. Cyan background. 24. Red background. 25. Magenta background. 26. Brown background. 27. White background. Appendix G. Page 141. Phonetic letter assignment. Letter A, phonetic assignment Alpha. Letter B, phonetic assignment Bravo. Letter C, phonetic assignment Charlie. Letter D, phonetic assignment Delta. Letter E, phonetic assignment Echo. Letter F, phonetic assignment Foxtrot. Letter G, phonetic assignment Ginger. Letter H, phonetic assignment Hotel. Letter I, phonetic assignment India. Letter J, phonetic assignment July. Letter K, phonetic assignment Kilometer. Letter L, phonetic assignment Lima. Letter M, phonetic assignment Mike. Letter N, phonetic assignment November. Letter O, phonetic assignment Oscar. Letter P, phonetic assignment Peter. Letter Q, phonetic assignment Quebec. Letter R, phonetic assignment Romeo. Letter S, phonetic assignment Susan. Letter T, phonetic assignment Tango. Letter U, phonetic assignment Uniform. Letter V, phonetic assignment Victor. Letter W, phonetic assignment Whiskey. Letter X, phonetic assignment X-ray. Letter Y, phonetic assignment Yankee. Letter Z, phonetic assignment Zebra. Page 142 is blank. Appendix H, page 143. Verbal options default settings. Each verbal option is listed first. The default setting appears immediately after the option name and is in uppercase letters. All other settings are listed in parentheses after the default setting. Number 1, words. On, paren, input, spell, off. Close paren. Number 2, numbers pronounced. Digit by digit, paren, words, pairs, close paren. Number 3, punctuation. Pronounced and pause inserted, paren, not, close paren. Number 4, dictionary. ignored, paren, in use, close paren. Number 5, format check, off, paren, on, close paren. Number 6, capital letter indication, off, close paren, toned, by pitch, close paren. Number 7, unusual letter combinations, spelled, paren, spoken, close paren. Number 8, mode keys, silent, paren, spoken, close paren. Number 9, spaces between words, not spoken, paren, spoken, close paren. Number 10, single quotes, accepted, paren, ignored, close paren. Number 11, PC screen echo, accepted, paren, ignored, close paren. Number 12, PC keys received, immediately, paren, from remote computer, close paren. Number 13, PC screen highlighting, ignored, paren, toned, and colors spoken, close paren. 14, identical characters, spoken as two, paren, as one, spoken, close paren. 15, cursor keys say, text at cursor, paren, silent, close paren. Number 16, special letter keys, via control, paren, via alt, close paren. Number 17, form of messages spoken, long, paren, short, close paren. Number 18, command override, on in communication and review mode, paren, on in communication mode, off, close paren. Number 19, line numbers, silent, paren, spoken, close paren. Number 20, cursor pause, off, paren, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, close paren. Number 21, forms processing, off, paren, on with tabs and return, close paren. Number 22, typing override, off, paren, on, close paren. Number 23, alt 1 through 0, on, paren, off, close paren. Number 24, route check, on, paren, off, left and right, close paren. Number 25, speak letter to be deleted, next, paren, current, close paren. Number 26, end of word delay, off, paren, 1, 2, 3, close paren. Number 27, graphics, off, paren, on, close paren. Page 144. Number 28, silent windows, restricted to communication mode, paren, active in windows, close paren. Number 29, cursor type, hardware, paren, operating system, close paren. Number 30, not assigned. Appendix I, page 145. Key label, paren, VLAB, close paren, abbreviations. Below is a list of all the keys which SoftVert can reassign using the VLAB, VLAB, close parenthesis, vert label, close parenthesis, program. The key abbreviation is listed first. The expansion name is listed for those keys which are not obvious. F1, function key 1. F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, F8, F9, F10. SF1, shift function key 1. SF2, SF3, SF4, SF5, SF6, SF7, SF8, SF9, FS10. CF1, control function key 1. CF2, CF3, CF4, CF5, CF6, CF7, CF8, CF9, CF10. AF1, alt function key 1. AF2, AF3, page 146. AF4, AF5, AF6, AF7, AF8, AF9, AF10. HO, home. PU, page up. EN, end. PD, page down. SHO, shift home. SPU, shift page up. SEN, shift end. SPD, shift page down. CHO, control home. CPU, control page up. CEN, control end. CPD, control page down. INS, insert. DEL, delete key. CDEL, control delete. SDEL, shift delete. Appendix J, page 147. WordPerfect, SpellChecker, and Softvert. Softvert has two methods to vocalize the misspelled word and the correction choices. One method uses color selection within a window through the Alt number keys to output the misspelled word and the correction choices. The other uses the new Softvert monitor system to monitor the misspelled word and output the misspelling. In this section, we will talk you through each of these methods. Spell checking through colors and windows. There are two steps to set up this method. First, you must set the window coordinates. Second, you must tell Softvert to speak only the color or attribute of the misspelled word. The correction choices appear in regular video mode in WordPerfect. Then you can speak or speak and spell the misspelled word with one command. You can also speak or speak and spell the correction choices with one command. You can interrupt the vocalization at any point to enter your correction. Setting window coordinates. WordPerfect always displays the misspelled word somewhere in lines 1 to 11. Therefore, create your Softvert window with these coordinates. Since WordPerfect uses the command Control F2 to invoke the spell checker, many users use Softvert Window 2 for the misspelled word. If you use window numbers that relate to the function key numbers, the windows will be easier to remember. As always, create the window by marking, in review mode, the top left corner and the bottom right corner. In review mode, first move the review cursor, paren, the announcer, close paren, to the top left corner, line 1, column 1. Mark the top of window 2 by typing the number 2, paren, for window 2, close paren. Then the letter T, paren, for top, close paren. Remember to use the number keys above the letter keys for Softvert commands. Softvert will say, quote, top of window 2 marked, end quote. Next, mark the bottom of the window. Move the announcer to line 11, column 80. The quickest way is to use the review commands 11K to move to line 11, then 79V to move forward 79 spaces to column 80, page 148. You can check your position by typing an A in review mode, paren, for announcer address, close paren. Vert should say, quote, announcer is at line 11, column 80, end quote. Now mark the bottom of window 2 by typing the number 2, paren, for window 2, close paren, then the letter B, paren, for bottom, close paren. Soft vert will say, quote, bottom of window 2 marked, end quote. You have now set the coordinates for window 2. Now set window 3 for the screen area of the spell checker correction choices. WordPerfect puts a line of dashes across the screen at line 13. The correction choices appear in three columns beginning at line 15. The first choice is labeled A, the second choice is B, the third choice is C. The fourth through sixth choices are on line 16 and are labeled D, E, and F, and so on. The choices will continue 3 to a line through line 23 if necessary. Therefore, window 3 should be lines 15 through 23. Move the announcer to line 15, column 1. Mark this as the top of window 3 by typing a 3, then a T. Move the announcer to line 23, column 80. Mark this as the bottom of window 3 by typing 3, then B. You have now set the coordinates for window 3. Setting color selection. The WordPerfect spell checker always displays the misspelled word in inverse video, or what WordPerfect calls, quote, blocked, end quote, attribute. You can check this attribute by looking at the, quote, blocked, end quote, sample in the WordPerfect display colors setup, paren, WordPerfect 5.0 command, shift, F1, 3, 2, 1, second attribute on list, close paren. There is another way to determine the attribute. It will be the same attribute used in lines 1 and 2 of the WordPerfect 5.0 list files, paren, F5, close paren, command. Go to list files, go into screen review mode, and check the attribute at the top of the list file screen using the soft vert Control-I command. It is best to use the background attribute for your soft vert color selection. This attribute will be a number from 20 to 27. You can set colors in Windows from either communication or review mode. Do this with a control spacebar command sequence. First, issue a control spacebar command. SoftVert will say, quote, enter number, end quote. Enter the background attribute number using the number keys above the letter keys. Then enter an F2, paren, function key 2, close paren, to indicate window 2. Paren, after a control spacebar command, function keys F1 through F10 indicate windows 1 through 10, close paren. SoftVert will say, quote, speak only, bracket, whatever color, close bracket, background text for window 2, close, end quote. You have now set window 2 to speak only the attribute that WordPerfect uses to highlight misspelled words. Page 149. Speaking and spelling the misspelled word. You can speak window 2 by entering the soft vert command alt 2 in either communication or review mode. Remember to have alt numbers turned on from the verbal options menu. Alt 2 will speak only the misspelled word because you have configured it to speak only inverse video text. You can speak and spell window 2, paren, for example, the misspelled word, close paren, by entering the command Shift-Alt-2. In this mode, the Shift key spells words in a window. Shift-Alt-2 will speak, then spell the misspelled word. You can hear window 3, the correction choices, by entering the soft vert command Alt-3. You can speak and spell the correction choices by entering the command Shift-Alt-3. This command will speak the first word, then spell it, speak the second word, then spell it, and so on. There is a second way to speak and spell windows 2 and 3. You can use control spacebar commands. From either communication or review mode, issue the command Control Spacebar. Software will say, quote, enter number, end quote. Remember that the function keys F1 through F10 invoke Windows 1 through 10 after a Control Spacebar command. Hit the F2 key, paren, for window 2, close paren, and Vert will speak the misspelled word. To speak and spell the misspelled word, type a Control Spacebar, then hold down the Shift key while depressing the F2 key. Thus, the command to speak and spell window 2 is Control Spacebar Shift F2. To speak the correction choices in window 3, issue the command Control Spacebar F3. To speak and spell the correction choices, enter the command Control Spacebar Shift F3. Why have two methods to speak or speak and spell Windows? To satisfy the requirement of different users and different systems. Alt numbers is faster, requiring only one command, but some programs such as terminal emulation and telecommunication programs use alt numbers for their own commands. Therefore, software also has Control Spacebar commands to speak window contents. Spell checking through monitor windows. As with spell checking through color selection, you need to set two windows. Window 2 should have the dimensions 1 through 11. Window 3 should have the dimension lines 15 through 23. Page 150. Window 2 should be set to output only the, quote, blocked, end quote, color attribute that WordPerfect uses to highlight the misspelled word. Follow the instructions in the previous section titled, quote, setting window coordinates, end quote, and, quote, setting color selection, end quote. The next step is to set the monitor system to monitor and output the information you need. You will monitor window 2 for changes, then speak and spell the contents of window 2. Of course, the output of window 2, as far as SoftVert is concerned, will consist of only the misspelled word, because it is the only part of the window displayed in the attribute you have selected. Enter review mode, then enter monitor menu with a Control M. The monitor menu questions and answers are listed below. Number 1. Turn monitoring on, yes or no? Answer, why? Number 2. Monitoring system is on. Enter monitor window or Control E to exit. Answer 2. Number 3. Turn the monitoring on for this window, yes or no. Answer Y. Number 4. Monitoring on for window 2. Enter output window or Control E to skip. Answer 2. Number 5. Enter second output window or Control E to skip. Answer Control E. Number 6. Enter startup key or Control E to skip. Answer Control F2. Number 7. Enter turn off key or Control E to skip. Answer spacebar. Number 8. Accepted. Enter turn off key or Control E to skip. Answer F1, paren, function key 1, close paren. Number 9, accepted. Page 151. Enter turn off key or Control E to skip. Answer Control E. Number 10. Speak and spell output, yes or no. Answer Y. Number 11. Monitor window defined. Do another, yes or no. Answer, N. Number 12. Exiting menu. Return to review mode. Now, when you go back to communication mode and press Control F2 to enter the WordPerfect spell checker, each misspelled word will be automatically spoken and spelled. Enter the command Shift-Alt-3 to speak and spell the correction choices. When you finish working with the spell checker, press the space bar and you will return to your original monitors. Page 152 is blank. This is the end of Tape 4, Side 1.